WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Look, can you believe we are going to finish Deuteronomy today? Moses, remember, is sitting around talking to the children of Israel, and he is preparing them for the promised land, letting them know why he can't go in the promised land. It's basically because of them. And so he has given his last words to them and now Joseph. And God spoke to him and told him, said, these people are going to rebel against me. He told him this in the previous chapter, in chapter 31. He said, in the future, they're going to rebel against me, so I want you to teach them this song, so that their generations will always have this song. So, let's continue today, and we are on chapter 32. And this is Moses' song, which sets forth the perfections of God. The people exhorted to set their hearts upon it. God sends him up to Mount Nebo to see the land and die. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be so sad. I've gotten so close to Moses through all this. Okay. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. Oh, this is the song? Oh my goodness, let's start over. Think of this now like a song. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. O hear, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, all. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that has brought thee, that has bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask the Father, and he will show thee, your elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, all. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. Instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Oh, isn't that beautiful, Bride? He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat of the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Oh, that's sad, isn't it? They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom there is no faith. That's sad, isn't it, Bride? They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people, and will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and he shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will send my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. Let me get a drink real quick. Look at the birds over there running around in the field, in the trees. Okay. Let's go back here. Where was we at? He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Verse 14. Butter of kine and milk of sheep and fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. Okay, but Jeshurun waxed fat. Okay, we read that. All right. Okay, 17. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten that God formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. Remember, bride, what that means whenever God does that. When he says, I will hide my face from them, means I will no longer discuss this with you. I don't want anything else to do with you. Excuse me. And I just want to point out that this happens in Revelation 15 and 16 as well. On the end of times, whenever the wrath is about to be poured out in the earth, in the second half of tribulation, that's what God does. He goes in the temple and turns his back. He doesn't even want to see all the terrible things that are happening. So it's pretty serious when God does this. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom there is no faith. They have moved. Now I suggest this is today as well. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn into the lowest hell. Wow. And shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, devoured with burning heat, and with a bitter destruction. And I will also send the teeth of beast upon them. Remember, bride, that's happened many times where he did that. With the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and the terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also the man of gray hairs. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among them. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this? For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For the vine is of the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. Boy, I'm going to highlight that one. Because there's many people that mock the judgment coming. They don't think God is going to do anything. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. In other words, you leaned on them, so let them help you. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whip my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song. Wow, that is a song. That whole thing is a song. Oh my goodness. That, look, Bride. I want you to look. Wow. That whole thing is a song. Basically, where God is telling them, if you disobey, I will destroy you. Wow. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. All. He's finished teaching them and exhorting them. All. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land whether you go over to Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spoke to Moses that selfsame day, saying, all, get thee up into the mountain Abiram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. And die in the mount, whither thou go up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because you trespassed against me, he's telling him why he's dying, you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. In other words, he didn't honor him in front of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go into the land which I give the children of Israel. All. So Moses is going up in the mountain to die, but he will be able to see the promised land. Oh, isn't this sad, Bride? Okay, so this is the last chapter. The majesty of God. I think it's the last chapter. Let me see. No, there's one more after it. Okay. The majesty of God, the blessings of the 12 tribes, the excellence of Israel. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fury law for them. Excuse me. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in his hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us the law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, aw. So this is Moses giving his last wishes. his Abrahamic blessing, as we like to call it. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and let thou an help to him from his enemies. And of Levi, he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be thy holy one, whom thou did prove at Massa, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father, and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Wow. Now remember, the children of Levi, they're the ones that take care of the temple. Okay, so let's move on to Benjamin. And of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things brought forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With him he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the 1,000s of Manasseh. Listen to that bird. Isn't that beautiful? And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar, in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, and the treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, blessed is he, be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated, and he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. Can y'all believe Moses has the strength to say all this? And he's saying this before he goes up in the mountain to die. Isn't that amazing? The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, all. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thy enemies shall be found liars upon thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. All right, here's the last part. Moses from Mount Nebo vieweth the land, his death and burial, his age, 30 days mourning for him, and Joshua succeeds him, and the praise of Moses. Oh my goodness, God help me to get through this chapter. Help me, Lord. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab into the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is, over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead and to Dan, all. Now, Bride, I just got to pause here and say that, you know, Moses in his lifetime has had some amazing experiences with mountains. Think about it. He goes up there and he sees the bush of fire, and God talks to him and gives him the Ten Commandments. And he tells the children of Israel, I went up there 3 or 4 times and I fasted 40 days for you each time. No food or water, because I loved you so much, basically. And so now it's only appropriate because of, this is hard, but because of his encounters with God up there in the mountain, that God would lay him down. And I think it's beautiful that God is, even though he's having to suffer the punishment of his life, he is still with him. And he is showing him the beauty so that his natural eyes can see it before he crosses out of this world and goes into heaven to be with his family. Isn't that amazing? So now we have the visual, amen. And all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, isn't this awesome that God is with him? This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there, all in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley, in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knows of his sepulcher unto this day. Wow. Wow. Isn't that something? God hid him in the mountain. Oh, I think that's so beautiful. Oh, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, as did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Oh, and all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Wow. I'm in tears over here because Moses went through a lot with the children of Israel. A lot. He saw a lot. And he experienced a lot. But wow, what a story of a man. And when God called him, he told him, I can't do it, Lord, because I can't talk. He told God his flaw. And God turned around and took care of that flaw. And then he finished his destiny. And see, this, I think about myself, the Lord told me in Bible college, he said, you're going to write a book. And Bride, I did just like Moses. I said, there's no way I'm going to write a book. I don't have an education. I didn't even graduate high school at that time. I just had a GED. And you know what God did when I left Bible college? I went to secular college, and God gave me an education all the way up to a doctorate, 7 years. And then, after I finished my education, then he said, now write. And it's so amazing, because that was in 2015. And since then, I've written 11 books. I mean, that is just really, it's a miracle, because otherwise, I would have never done that. I was so scared. But the Lord equipped me to do what he's called me to do. And so, anyways, Bride. Well, tomorrow we will start on the book of Joshua. Yay. All right, Bride. God bless you.